You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Also on iTunes or TuneIn and iHeartRadio. I just merged them. Of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Distracted now because the smell of the McDonald's is
got
in here.
Toothpick for the sandwiches.
Toothpick hooked us.
Yeah, I don't even know what I got. Sausage McGuffin with eggs, something like that. Is that what you got?
Yeah.
I think when Toothpick first started calling in, your read was he must have been a huge fat guy, right? Like the irony of the name Toothpick.
Oh yeah.
I remember you were like, you just pictured like some big, huge guy that people were calling Toothpick.
Yeah.
This regular looking dude.
Yeah. Yeah. He is normal. Is he from Bowie?
He's from DC. He just was explaining to us. I don't know if he wants his business out there, but he transferred to Bowie for certain reasons.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
What's up, buddy? Thank you for the food.
Hey, not a problem, man. I appreciate y'all for real.
Oh, man.
And you've been listening for a long time?
I have. I started calling, a while ago, mostly called into, Trav, B. Mitch, and everything like that. But you guys, y'all start taking it to another level with these parlays.
Really?
These losing parlays.
So we started growing on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely grew enough for me to call.
All right, Toothpick, this might be controversial because you just mentioned you would call into Trav. That's Travis Thomas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And B. Mitch, you just didn't like calling the white guys?
No. I knew you was going to go there. No, it wasn't even that. It's just, sometimes I just didn't feel like, you guys have P1s for real.
Yeah.
For real. You strike me though, like you're decked out all in your Skins gear, right?
Yes, sir.
You got your Commander's hat, your jersey.
He's got his Jordans matching his
Jordans
jersey.
My shoe game is sick, for real.
Yeah. It's on point.
Yeah, it is on point. But you strike me. So are you one of those hardcore HTTC guys? Like hardcore.
I can be. Like I took a serious Terry stance.
Which was?
I was all team Terry.
Right.
So pay him. And it worked out for both parties.
It worked out. We don't even care about that anymore. That worked out.
Yeah,
but I'm just wondering, do your boys hate us? Because I feel like the hardcore HTTC guys, we're not loyal enough for them or something.
They get mad when we do like
when you're critical,
or when we do like a funeral for Shanny or bury RG3's career and put him in a coffin.
Right,
they get upset.
All accurate.
Yes.
I'm gonna send a shout out to Lady A. She is smart. She's one that not my girl. She's on my podcast. She's one that wanted to wring one offensive coordinator's neck like every week. Last name Turner. So she really wanted to get to him, but. As far as that goes, we don't have too many haters. That's who you rock with. We appreciate it, except for, when I'm at home.
Gotcha. But you said you do have your own podcast?
Yeah.
Is it a Skins podcast?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. What's it called?
First String Podcast. Spike Mar's been on it before.
Marr's been on it?
Yes.
Really? Look at Mike Marr.
Why don't you have JP on it? JP's trying to plug his book.
Well, hey, JP, if you want to come on Tuesday, we got a spot for you.
All right, done.
There you have it.
Put me on the spot. Faithrestoredbook.com.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Toothpick. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank y'all. Hey, yeah. Man, I appreciate y'all. Bish.
Yeah, thanks for the breakfast, by the way. Thank you very much.
Bish, you still my guy.
My man.
That's your fave. He's your fave. Why is he your fave?
Actually, it's both of y'all. I'm
you're
give
out
you
on cakes.
Nope. I'm going to give you an order here.
Oh, he's going to rank them right in front of you guys.
Bish always says, is it because he has a toothpick in his mouth all the time? And that just sort of sticks with me right there.
Right.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, that's all it is. Cakes is my guy, though, too. You know,
he likes us all.
I do.
He seems like a nice person.
Good dude.
You seem like you have a good vibe to you.
He also said he could run a 4.4. I don't know if he was
back in the day. Hey,
I believe him.
I did. Yeah, you doubt him? Yeah.
Don't doubt me. I believe him. Don't doubt me. Hey, Glenn Arden track team.
Yeah, I believe you. Yeah. Nice. I believe. Say no more.
Thank you for the food.
He used to destroy Roosevelt.
Probably did.
Not a shot.
You say you ran with Jermaine Lewis?
Yes, Jermaine Lewis, Eddie Hightower, my guy Alvin Porch, Mansell, Manny. Yeah, we had a
any Damatha guys in there that you ran with?
Who was the guy
back in our day?
Like, we had Jimmy Cunningham. Remember James the Jet Cunningham from
who was that
XFL?
Kid? Derek, whatever. Didn't he run in the Olympics or something?
Derek.
It wasn't Forrest, was it? It was Derek.
No, it wasn't Forrest.
I'm going to do you a solid. You have a big piece of food, McDonald's hanging off your lip. There you go. You're good now. You're good.
That's what dangers of a beard.
Sure, it happens. I understand.
All right. Anyway, thank you, Toothpick.
Thank you.
See, if you bring food, the show comes with a screeching halt.
Yep,
these things
happen.
And we just get it all into your life.
And you know, and his nickname is stuck. So you're anti-nicknames
for
callers.
No, I'm not anti-nicknames. It's just sometimes they're just weird. Like, you know, you just want to go to Joe, or you just want to go to Pete, and then it'll say, like, I don't know, Tractor.
I kind of like it, because identifies Cowboy Todd, Drunk Mike.
Yeah, I'm
Guy the Drunkard. These are old school names.
I'm not anti, it's just weird.
Now we know what Toothpick looks like.
Right.
Good old Toothpick. Thanks, you're my agent. Just booked me on his podcast.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to sell
you're
books
in the mix
for you.
Following Mike Marr.
Sell right. Some more books.
I need to hear from Skids fan on the Micah Parsons deal. I can't believe we haven't really had one guy.
They have to be thrilled that they're not facing that demon twice a year for the next 5 to 7 years.
There's no way you can make the argument, which I think Jerry was trying to maybe make, that they'll be better this year because they'll be better against the run.
By the way, hopefully Valdez can find this. He also did the butt disrespectful thing where he's calling him Michael Parsons instead of Micah Parsons.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah, really? He did that bit.
He did like the Kurt Cousins bit that Bruce Allen used to do.
He definitely did that on his way out the
door. Because he's called him Micah throughout his career.
Well, of course. Yeah. He called him Michael a couple times.
Yeah.
Wow. Like
now he is 82, 83.
The other thing that I would like to say is I firmly made a commitment to Michael this spring, and paid him.
He corrected himself.
I think that wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as Bruce Allen.
I think that's just an old man move.
That was a senile man right there.
I think Bruce Allen didn't know it was Kirk Cousins.
Or it was intentional, just to tweak.
I think Bruce was really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, really shockingly stupid.
Sure would have been great if we had that boxing match. You said you'd give up your career.
If I lost to him? Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
I would have fought
you better won.
I would have fought
beat him.
I would have fought the puncher.
The punter.
But of course Jerry's going to say, be positive by saying, yeah, we think we're going to be better.
We think we're going to be better because we're going to be better against the run. I mean, no one really thinks that,
but they're not
right?
going to be better against, you know, rushing the passer.
Well, they're going to be better because they have Dak Prescott. But the question is, and this has really been going on for 3 decades, when are they going to be a Super Bowl, a true Super Bowl contender again? Doesn't help when you lose Micah Parsons.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, not just that, but I mean, Dak, look, they won 12 games 3 consecutive mm-hmm, years when mm-hmm. Dak was healthy. I mean, they were certainly
in
a factor.
In theory, they should have been.
Yeah, they were a factor.
They just
but
couldn't get over
when
the
they get
in
the playoffs, the Niners beat them twice and the Packers beat them. And that Packer loss, they were terrible.
I think as long as Jerry Jones continues to own the team, they will not be a Super Bowl threat. I just can't take them seriously with him owning the team. And especially
12-5,
trading
though,
away some of your best player, like your best player, yeah. I have an issue with that.
At 12-5, you're a contender. Hey, they lost Tyler Biadasz. Biadasz was there during those 12-5s.
Right.
All right, let's pay out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. Where do you stand on it? As a Skins fan, you have to be thrilled. If you're a Cowboys fan, I would think you'd be distraught. And then sort of overall, where do you think the Cowboys fit in?
That's great news. This is great news for Commanders fans.
I will say even
although
though,
he's going to play them in week two for the Packers.
Yeah, that game is going to be.
He's not going to play them every year, twice a year.
I understand that.
That's a tougher out than it was certainly before. All right, let's go to Mitch in Richmond. Mitch, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Sports Junkies, good morning.
Hey, Mitch.
Always a pleasure calling in and speaking with you guys. I was just enjoying my morning cup of Dunkin' before my 8:30 call, and I heard EB summon me to call about the Micah Parsons trade as a Commanders fan.
Thank you.
Here's my thoughts. I don't know if any of you guys watched the Gambler and His Boys, the new Netflix documentary about the Cowboys, but my wife was asking me some questions, and she was saying, you know, is Jerry Jones this like great negotiator? He seems like a genius. And in some ways he is a genius, but yesterday was a prime example of like, that made zero sense. I almost feel like he wants to portray that he's like the greatest negotiator of all time and then just ends up paying every single thing for every player or not getting value back. Like the Herschel Walker trade, obviously famous, but to only get two first-round picks back is crazy. I think it's huge for us because it completely takes him out of the division, and we've been shaky with our O-line, so to not feel nervous about seeing Micah twice a year is huge. Worried about week two with the Packers, but other than that, I feel like it's just another piece of good news that we have as Washington fans right now. Terry's back. The gang is back together. We don't have Micah to face anymore. It's going to be a great year.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate it.
Optimism, I mean, you never know. Wild. You might have to face Micah in the playoffs, but yeah, you're right. You don't have to face him in the regular season twice.
Right.
But I mean, there are so many egos here. Obviously, Jerry's got one. The agent has one.
I mean, I saw in Micah's statement, you know, the one where I guess he releases printed out or whatever he put on social media.
Yeah.
Where he said that his heart was here. It still is. He never wanted. What did he say?
He said he was always a Cowboys fan.
He said he never wanted to leave. He just wanted fairness or something. And he said something like he just wanted them to go through my representative. I mean, yeah. So are we led to believe that Jerry literally refused to talk to his agent? Is that, I mean, literally never have conversations?
Who knows what actually happened?
Minimal conversations?
Doesn't Jerry Jones strike you as a stubborn guy? And if something
Yeah, but why are you going to, I mean, so I know that Jerry has a reputation as trying to go around agents, but with arguably your most important player on your roster, you're gonna continue to be stubborn and not talk to the agent?
Well, does he think that Micah's stupid, that he's not going to tell his agent about it, the offer?
I don't read it that way. Here's what he wrote. He said, I never wanted this chapter end.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But not everything was in my control. My heart has always been here and still is. Through it all, I never made any demands. I never asked for anything more than fairness. I only asked the person I trust to negotiate my contract, be part of the process.
Right. What does that mean? That means he wasn't part of the process. He didn't feel like he was part of the process.
I mean, if you believe the reports, and I do believe him, Jerry was going through Micah solely in the spring.
Yeah, I do believe that. 100%.
He thought they had a handshake deal with him.
Right. Understood. But in the ensuing months, in the last month, he hasn't been talking to the agent still?
I mean, who knows? I would think that they were, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, that's just shocking to me, if that's true.
I mean, during the press conference yesterday, here's one of Jerry's quotes. We can win more without Micah than had we signed him.
Right, because he thinks he's going to stop the run now.
Yeah. I can't wait to see how this plays out.
Clark's a big fatty.
It's great theater.
The guy they brought in is like 320.
Let's go to Ron in Poolsville. Hey, Ron, you're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junkies.
Hey,
what a fantastic morning. Football is here. I'm so excited. Out here on the back deck having my breakfast ready to contemplate the NFL. I am so happy about Micah being it's a head scratcher, that's for sure.
Right.
Jerry Jones is a doofus.
It's a great word for him.
Go ahead.
He's a doofus. Bottom line is the guy he knows how things work. He just didn't want to pay that big agent commission. That's what the guy's why he thinks he's so big that he don't have to follow the rules. And Parsons did the right thing. I'm a Dallas fan.
You're livid, right?
More than annoyed. I'm more than annoyed with the way that went down.
Right. All right. So, thank you. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, guy.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Let's go.
ESPN has an article which has three theories. Okay. The writer said he can't get inside Jerry Jones' brain, but he says there are three potential reasons why they made the deal. Jones believed he had been betrayed and decided to take a stand against a player.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's one possibility. Number two was Jones believed that they couldn't win with their existing roster construction if they paid Parsons. So that's kind of being...
Well, then why was he trying to negotiate with Parsons in the spring? He was going to pay him then.
Maybe he didn't want to pay him as much as what Parsons wanted.
He claimed he had a handshake deal to pay him $40.5 million.
Right, so he was going to pay him $40 million. So he clearly was going to pay him. And so that's a lie.
The third theory is Jones believed the Cowboys could be disappointing on defense, even with Parsons in the lineup. So kind of the Bengals last year with Trey Hendrickson. Yeah. Trey Hendrickson was great, but they still had a terrible defense.
Well,
and in 2024, the Cowboys ranked 29th in EPA per play and points allowed per possession with Parsons on the field.
I'm praying that the Eagles put 40-plus on the Cowboys on Thursday night. I'm just hoping that happens. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see 100 shots of Jerry Jones in the box.
Distraught.
Devastating.
All right, let's bail out these last couple real quick.
You've never been such an Eagles fan life.
We have Sam Fortier coming up next. He's written a big piece about Jim Irsay in the final days of him and his throes of addiction. Let's go to Logan. Logan in Ocean City. What's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
What's up, Logan?
Having a good day. I don't know. As good as I'm there, it sounded like he has some cream chip beef in his pants, too, but... As a Skins fan, you have to be so happy about not playing this beast, and Jerry Jones is senile. This should never have happened. I'm so happy that they're in turmoil and we can watch and laugh and we have a quarterback and all is good over here.
Love it. All right. Thank you, Logan. Appreciate it, buddy.
Commanders fans, they hope Jerry Jones lives to be 110 and owns the Cowboys until he's 110.
Yeah. I don't think he's lost it. I think he just, I don't know, for whatever reason, got fed up.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. Sam Fortier is going to join us coming up at 8:45. We'll get the Cowboys perspective at 9:20 with Gavin Dawson, host of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. And we got Bill Roth to talk some Hokies football. That's coming up at 9:45. It's all right here on the Junkies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.